Call me Dishmail. That's two words. One part plates, one part letters and packages. Anyway, I want to tell you a story of revenge. This would be an entirely accurate account, but the author of this parody has not read the 800-page book about it. No matter. We will muddy through it as best as we can. I had just joined a ducking vessel, a ship that hunts down ducks. Captain Amab was giving a speech.
Gentlemen of the Pea Sod, we are here in this tiny duck pond to hunt down my nemesis. Many of you have seen my prosthetic toe. A vile creature took my toe from me. My toe is now made out of duck bones. And one day, it will be made of the bones of my greatest enemy, Moby Duck, the white duck.
You mean like a domesticated duck? Most of them are white.
Not just any white duck. Don't worry, I'll recognize him when I see him.
It seems a bit excessive to use this giant vessel to kill a duck. I don't even understand how you got this to fit in this tiny duck pond.
This duck is deadly. He has murder in his eyes.
Captain, we would do much better to go after ducks that are less deadly. Look, there's a flock of them. Let's harpoon them.
Buckstar, I appreciate your advice as my first mate. But no, we must kill the father of all ducks.
If it ain't your big toe, it is a duck to be reckoned with.
And reckon with it we shall. I must have revenge, or I'll figuratively die.
But Captain Amab...
Enough! I'll nail this doubloon to the mast. Whoever sees the devil first will claim the doubloon.
There's a white duck right there.
That's not it.
And another.
No, that's not it either.
There are several of them in that flock over there.
Damn it, Greenhorn. I see that flock of white ducks. None of them are him.
I get the feeling that if we hunt that duck down, something really bad will happen.
Let's foreshadow that for the next 650 pages.
I would, but this parody is only 8 pages long.
Captain, maybe we should talk to the people on that ship over there.
Good idea. Maybe they'll have some clue as to the devil's whereabouts.
Captain, we should move on to another duck pond. 2 large sailing vessels, and this one pond is too many. Particularly a tiny pond like this one.
Silence! How many times do I have to reiterate that I am hell-bent on revenge?
Quite a few times, apparently.
Sir! Hail!
Another ducking vessel? And this tiny pond?
Yes, Captain.
You should move on to another duck pond. 2 large sailing vessels and 1 pond is too many. Particularly a tiny pond like this one. You will make both our ventures unprofitable.
Our vessel remains here, for you see, I am hell-bent on revenge.
That's twice you've said that.
Who do you seek revenge on? None of my crew, I hope.
The white duck. Moby Duck.
I've seen many white ducks in this pond. Look, there's a flock of them right over there.
Damn it, man! I know there's a flock of them over there. There's a special one I want. I'll tell you a secret. His corkscrew penis has 7 turns to it.
There was a duck that had quite a few turns to his penis. I didn't count them.
That's it! Sailors, hoist the mizzenmast! Batten down the hatches! Do... other boat stuff!
Aye, aye.
I see him. There's Moby Duck. My chance for revenge is nigh. which I am hell-bent on.
Three times.
I'll take the doubloon for myself. You sailors haven't done anything for me.
We just did all the boat stuff.
Well, I didn't understand it, and neither did the person writing this parody.
Quack!
I can hear his foul screech! That's definitely him!
Captain, that duck looks really dangerous. Are you sure you want to do this?
Yes, for you see, I am hell-bent on revenge.
Ah, four times.
Give me a harpoon and lower me into a dinghy.
Well, why didn't we just use the dinghy for this small pond?
Because I am
hell-bent on revenge.
Yes.
Five times.
This is not a game. This is life and death. For the duck. And definitely not me.
I want to once again foreshadow that something bad might happen.
I don't care.
We lowered Captain Amab into the pond.
Get over here, duck. I'm coming for your bones. I need 'em for that toe you ate. Quack! None of your quacks will divert me. I am hell-bent on revenge.
Six times.
Take this!
Quack!
I've got him! The white duck shall be mine! Wait, how is he still able to fly?
He's going to broadside us!
Quack! Quack! Quack!
This is that something bad that was going to happen. It is happening now.
Oh, well, we can just swim to the edge of the pond.
None of us know how to swim.
Well, you should have picked a different career path, maybe.
Good thing I am hell-bent on revenge. Otherwise, I'd be sad about the loss of my crew.
Seven.
But how? It's still alive! And it's flying away!
Let go of the harpoon!
I won't! I must kill this duck at all costs! I am hell-bent!
We know!
Quack!
I've got you!
Moby Duck carried Captain Amab away to God knows where, and everyone on the Peasod died. Except for me. I swam to shore easily. It was very silly for everyone else to not know how to swim. But I was shocked at the sheer potency of that duck. He was massively powerful. The moral of the story is, don't mess with ducks, or they'll ram your boat and shatter it into tiny pieces.
Well, wasn't that a masterpiece? Or should I say, disasterpiece? Anyway, if you enjoyed this disasterpiece, you can show off your good taste to your friends by sharing the episode. Or you could subscribe to the channel. Or you could leave us a review. I don't understand what those last two things are. I'm a thespian, not a content creator. But nevertheless, simply by enjoying this media, you are better and smarter than all of your friends. So good work.